What an amazing, amazing, amazing Lord that we serve. One more time, just give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this house this morning. Come on, you can do better than that for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for coming on this Christmas Eve. You may be seated. It's great to see Pastor Lane and family in the house tonight. Amen. Very familiar to this house. Hey, I'm so glad y'all came second service, because you'd have been disappointed if you come last service, because it wouldn't be anywhere for you to sit. Place was maxed out. But we're glad you're here right now. And this is the presence of God is so rich in this place. Even it, just this very moment, we're just resting in the presence of God. And if there's anything that I would love about Christmas, it would be to be with you. I was telling someone just this morning, I was telling Boogie this morning, I said, like, Boogie, hey, listen, what's the greatest present? What's the greatest gift of all? And he said something, I don't know what he said, but I said, no, the greatest gift of all is to have a great God and a great mom and dad and to have great friends and to have great family in your life. That's the greatest gift of all. There's nothing greater than that. And all the toys and all the things that will be given this year for Christmas, those things will just, you know, they'll come and go. They'll fade away. We gave a car away first service, you know, and that was awesome to give the car away. It was just phenomenal. And just to watch Miss Rita's face, I wish we'd have thought quick enough to just give you a glimpse of that right now on the screen, because her face was just like she just could not believe that, just blown away. But you know what? It's a car to wear out. It's just a car. And yes, somebody said, well, it may change her life. It will for a while, but then it'll get miles on it and it'll break down and it's just a car. But the greatest gift that we have is the presence of God that never breaks down. Amen. It don't run out of batteries. It don't run short. And he's faithful. Amen. Don't you love the Lord tonight? Woo. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I just want to remind you too that we never stop praying. We press it into the presence of God. It's our heart to just to stay after him. I believe this is going to be one of the greatest years ever. I believe that this year we're going to see miracles just like never before. As we press in, as we go after God. And so this Monday night, I know it's holiday, but this Monday night we'll be right here praying, pressing into his presence, believing God for the supernatural, expecting, and we're going to see great, great miracles this year. I'm looking forward to all that God has for us. And then our next Sunday with Prophet Ron Teal, one service at 11 o'clock. And I'm sure it's going to be packed, so you'll want to come and grab a seat. But we're going to have one service, and we're just going to go after God. I don't know of any other way to bring in the new year than just to go after God with everything, just all in. We may have chairs all the way up to the front. It won't be the first time, but we're just going to come, and we're going to go after God and spend some time just pressing into his presence. And so we're excited about that. Love you. So glad you're here tonight. I want to just share with you real briefly and just thank you for coming tonight. Awesome. Luke, the second chapter, it said, in the night, in the field near Bethlehem, there were shepherds watching over their flocks. And suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared in a radiant splendor before them, lighting up the field with the blazing glory of God. And the shepherds were terrified. But the angel assured them, saying, don't be afraid, for I've come to bring good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard. And it's for everyone everywhere. It's for everyone everywhere. For today in Bethlehem, a rescuer was born to you. He is the Lord Yahweh, the Messiah. You will recognize him by his miracle signs. You will find him, a baby wrapped in strips of clothing, lying in a feeding trough. Then all at once a vast number of glorious angels appeared and the very armies of heaven, and they all praised God, singing, glory to God in the highest realms of heaven, for there is peace and good hope given to the Son of Man. There is peace and good hope given to the Son of Man. Today we sing praises unto God because the Lord has touched us. He has come to this earth. He has come to rescue us from this world that we're in. We step into eternity when we step into the presence of God. And we live not for this moment, but we live for eternity. And on the day as the angels of the Most High began to sing, from the womb of a virgin girl named Mary, a light of the world was born. And the kingdom of heaven invaded earth as a child Jesus came as a gift to all the world. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Come on, let's say it together. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. The King of Kings had arrived, and the world would never be the same again. John 8, verse 12, and Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and those who embrace me will experience life-giving light, and they will never walk in darkness. John 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was anything made that was made. In him was life, and in the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light and all that might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came into his own people and did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus, the light of the world, to bring restoration to a world without hope, to set those that were imprisoned, that were trapped in the sins of generational curses before them. He came to set them free. They not having an answer, he became the answer. Whatever situation, whatever thing you're going on in your life today, there is an answer. His name is Jesus. And he came to bring light to this world. He came to show his love to each and every one of us. Where there was sickness, he became life. Where there was fear and no peace, he became the peace that passeth all understanding. When he stepped on the scene, peace filled the room. The blind could now see. The deaf could now hear. The lame began to walk. Hope had come, the light of the world, bringing the good news of the gospel of salvation to everyone who would believe, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I just want to prophesy to you today. I believe that we're entering to the year of the Lord's favor. I believe we've had favor this year, but I believe that we're entering to the year of the Lord's favor. And I want to step into the purpose of the kingdom of God. I don't want to just sit on the outside and watch from the outside and look in, but I believe this is the hour when the church that has been blessed by his presence are stepping into the promises like never before. We have a choice today. We have a choice to step into his favor. When the creator of the world stepped in the world that he created, not everybody recognized him. You have to understand today that heaven just walked into the life and their life, and they were unaware and they missed out on their miracle. But to those who received this gift, they no longer were children walking in darkness. Tonight, we share the light of the gospel. We share the light that shines in a dark world. We share the blessed hope of the world. Tonight, God has walked into our life, and there's a miracle that's in our midst. There's a miracle that's in the making tonight. And God wants to do some amazing things in our life if we look to him. For the light of God has come, and they are no longer orphans, but they have become the sons and the daughter of the King of Kings. Tonight, we're not just orphans walking to and fro, looking and homeless and nowhere to go, but we're the children of the Lord. I don't know about you tonight, but there's something that's just burning within inside of my heart tonight to think about. I am the child of the King. I'm a child of the King. I'm not an orphan. I am blessed tonight. I'm blessed because I know who my Father is. I know where my hope is. I know where my joy comes from. I know where my peace comes from. I know where my healing comes from. And I don't live in a dark world because I've let the light of Jesus shine upon my life. And he's shining in this place this very night. But Matthew 5 tells us this, talking about you and I. He said, "You're the light of the world," Jesus said, "a city that sets on the hill that cannot be hidden." In a moment, we're going to pick up our candles, and our ushers are going to help us light those candles. But as we begin to light these candles, I don't want it just to be another candlelight service. I don't want us just to go through the idea of a candlelight service, but I want us to think about the light that came into our life. When Jesus showed up in our life and the light of the gospel shined upon us and we received Christ into our life and we accepted this beautiful gospel of salvation, it wasn't just a light to come to us, but it was a light that would shine through us. It was a light that would illuminate the world. And if anyone's going to see Jesus in 2017, you know how they're going to see him? They're going to see him through us. Right. Why? Because he chose us to be the light to the world, a city that sits upon a hill that cannot be put under a bushel, that cannot be hidden. He has chosen us, the body of Christ, to light the world around us. I know that we live in a dark world and we see all the negative and all the bad. But I'm telling you, there's something good to be said. It's called the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't waver. It doesn't change. It's the same every day. It's the blessing of God resting upon our life. It's the hope of the Lord living within inside of us. It's the peace of God. It is everything that we ever needed and everything that we ever want. So he came to be the light, but he also came to light. So take your candle in your hand this evening, and you can stand with me. As we light our candles, we can see how the light of the world shines his light upon us, and how the truth of God burns in our hearts. They bring the lights down slowly tonight. He is the light of the world. He is the hope of every nation. As we closed out the service last and I began to walk out the door, I heard something just in my spirit that said, "Hey, you're the hope of every nation. You're the hope of every nation." Represented on our platform tonight, as I looked in the second, as the kids began to sing, I saw kids that represented different nations, represented different cultures that had come together in our house tonight. And I thought, this is the way the church is supposed to look. The light of the world, shining and touching lives. And so tonight, I don't want us just to be so singly focused upon the little light in our little world, but I want us to think about what we have become. The light to the world around us. The hope to every nation. As they begin to sing, I wish you'd bow your head with me tonight. And I want to pray over you in dismissal. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this evening. We thank you, Lord, as we come to celebrate your birth on this Christmas Eve. Tomorrow morning, if we haven't already, we will rise early to open the presents and spend time with our family. But God, let us not forget. Let us not forget that you're the hope to the world. Let us not forget that you've chosen us, Lord Jesus, to be the light to the world. Let us not forget how blessed we are, how wonderful you are, and how amazing it is to be a part of the kingdom of God. Lord, let us not miss our miracle. Let not your presence come and pass us by, but God, fill our hearts with your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.